Ladies and gentlemen, Paul was an exceptional person. And he paid a great price. Isn't it interesting? It's only in paying the price we find out if you're exceptional or not.
Yeah.
Did you hear that one? It's only when you've got to pay a price we find out what you're like. About 4 months ago, I was listening to a fellow at about 10 past 12. He was talking about great leaders and great how you build them and great success. He said, I'll tell you what, the best thing that can happen to you, he said, is terrible times, which was quickly find out who your supporters are and who aren't. Because those who aren't will quit you left and right like rats running off a sinking ship. And he said, you be glad for every one of them. Because now, just look, you don't have to put your trust in them and get hurt. You know what they're all about. He said, be glad when it happens. Because you find out it's not as simple as you thought. It's not as cut and dry as you thought. It's not as black and white as you thought. It's not as sharp or blunt as you thought. There's more to it. And I want to just say this to you. I know that I'm talking to folks this morning and you have some of these qualities in you. Yes, you do. And perhaps you're just beginning to discover that for the first time in your life. You know, you can go over stuff and then all of a sudden you catch on to what you've been going over. You've got those qualities too. And perhaps you're in the middle of something right here and now, and I really believe God is speaking to somebody about this, that you are in the middle of something right here and now, and you're tempted to think there's something wrong with you. Well, God sent me to tell you there's nothing wrong with you. There's just something wrong with how you're evaluating the information. And you've turned your back on the revelation. The stuff that you're going through, it's essential. I was just saying to Grace and David during our ministry time this morning, before services here, I was saying, you know, in my righteous flesh, I wish I was pastoring my church now and could get on with the work. But if I was to speak to advise you of what I really think the truth of the matter is that in the last 6 months, I have learned so much and turned so many corners and got a new edge on so many things that I wouldn't want to have missed that opportunity, and I could get it no other way. Mm-hmm. The beautiful thing is you're worrying about the wrong things. Count on the faithfulness of God. And take my word for it. You've got what it takes.
Amen.
And the devil doesn't want you to know it. He wants to think you're weak. He wants you to think you're unfaithful. He wants you to think you can't do it and you won't make it. Agree with him and then just go stand in the grace of Christ and get over it. Get over yourself. So, you know, I think you're right. I am a loser. Yeah, I think you're right. I can't make it. But you know something? I'll just go ahead now and stand in the grace of Jesus. Goodbye. You know, can we talk here a little bit? It's about time you got over yourself and got down to the truth. And the truth of the matter is, my grace is sufficient for you. And you can spend the rest of your life licking your wounds like some old cat in a barn. Or you can stand up and say, you know, I'm getting over myself. I'm getting over my family iniquities. I'm getting over the stuff that holds people in bondage, because I want God's permission to go beyond this. I want to go beyond the issue of repentance. I want to go beyond the issue of faith and making a big deal. I want to go beyond the issue of baptism. I want to go beyond the issue of laying on of hands. I want to go beyond the issue of judgment and righteousness. I want to go beyond the issue of eternal life. I want to get past that. I've got to live. Life is for the living. Folks, God, let a light come on right now in somebody's soul and see the fact. That's what God's wanting you to see. You can spend your whole life going round and round in the biscotti of life. Or you can say, that isn't the issue. That's normal. That's like perspiring.
Right.
It is. It's supposed to be, oh, so what? Big deal. Who cares? Move on.